After fiery fray, House condemns Trump's tweets. The House voted on Tuesday to condemn as racist President Trump's attacks against four congresswomen of color, but only after the debate over the president's language devolved into a bitterly partisan brawl that showcased deep rifts over race, ethnicity, and political ideology in the age of Trump. The measure, the first House rebuke of a president in more than 100 years, passed nearly along party lines, 240 to 187, after one of the most polarizing exchanges on the floor in recent times. Only four Republicans and the House's lone independent, Representative Justin Amash of Michigan, voted with all Democrats to condemn the president. "I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it. And at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism," said Representative John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia, an icon of the evil rights movement. Some Republicans were just as adamant in their defense of Mr. Trump. "What has really happened here is that the president and his supporters have been forced to endure months of allegations of racism," said Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania. "This ridiculous slander does a disservice to our nation." Republicans ground the proceedings to a halt shortly before the House was to vote on the non-binding resolution, which calls Mr. Trump's tweets and verbal volleys racist comments that have legitimized increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. It was the Democrats' response to Mr. Trump's attacks on Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna S. Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who he said should go back to their countries, an insult that he has continued to employ in the days since. "There's no excuse for any response to those words, but a swift and strong, unified condemnation," Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, as the House debated the resolution. "Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets." As Republicans rose to protest, Ms. Pelosi turned toward them on the House floor and picked up her speech, her voice rising as she added, "To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people." Representative Doug Collins of Georgia, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, made a formal objection to the remarks, charging that they had violated the rules of decorum, which call for lawmakers to avoid impugning the motives of their colleagues or the president. It was a stunning turn in a debate about Mr. Trump's own incendiary language.